Chapter 50. Batteries. Introduction. Purpose and function. Every electrical component in a vehicle is supplied current from the battery. The battery is one of the most important parts of a vehicle because it is the heart or foundation of the electrical system. The primary purpose of an automotive battery is to provide a source of electrical power for starting, and for electrical demands that exceed alternator output. Why batteries are important? The battery also acts as a voltage stabilizer for the entire electrical system. The battery is a voltage stabilizer because it acts as a reservoir from where large amounts of current, or amperes, can be used quickly during starting, and replaced back gradually by the alternator during charging. The battery must be in good, serviceable condition before the charging and cranking systems can be tested. For example, if a battery is discharged, the cranking circuit, starter motor, could test as being defective because the battery voltage might drop below specifications. The charging circuit could also test as being defective because of a weak or discharged battery. It is important to test the vehicle battery before further testing of the cranking or charging system. Frequently asked question. What is a SLI battery? Sometimes the term SLI is used to describe a type of battery. SLI means starting, lighting, and ignition, and describes the use of a typical automotive battery. Other types of batteries used in industry are usually batteries designed to be deep cycled, and are usually not as suitable for automotive needs. Battery construction. Case. Most automotive battery cases, container or covers, are constructed of polypropylene, a thin, approximately 0.08 of an inch, or 0.02 millimeters thick, strong, and lightweight plastic. In contrast, containers for industrial batteries and some truck batteries are constructed of a hard, thick rubber material. Inside the case are 6 cells, for a 12-volt battery. Each cell has positive and negative plates. Built into the bottom of many batteries are ribs that support the lead alloy plates and provide a space for sediment to settle, called the sediment chamber. This space prevents spent active material from causing a short circuit between the plates at the bottom of the battery. See Figure 50-1. A maintenance-free battery uses little water during normal service because of the alloy material used to construct the battery plate grids. Maintenance-free batteries are also called low water loss batteries. Grids. Each positive and negative plate in a battery is constructed on a framework, or grid, made primarily of lead. Lead is a soft material and must be strengthened for use in an automotive battery grid. Adding antimony or calcium to the pure lead adds strength to the lead grids. See Figure 50-2. Battery grids hold the active material and provide the electrical pathways for the current created in the plate. Maintenance-free batteries use calcium instead of antimony, because 0.2% calcium has the same strength as 6% antimony. A typical lead calcium grid uses only 0.09% to 0.12% calcium. Using low amounts of calcium instead of higher amounts of antimony reduces gassing. Gassing is the release of hydrogen and oxygen from the battery that occurs during charging and results in water usage. Low maintenance batteries use a low percentage of antimony, about 2% to 3%, or use antimony only in the positive grids and calcium in the negative grids. The percentages that make up the alloy of the plate grids constitute the major difference between standard and maintenance-free batteries. The chemical reactions that occur inside each battery are identical, regardless of the type of material used to construct the grid plates. Refer to Figure 50-1. Batteries are constructed of plates grouped into cells and installed in a plastic case. Figure 50-2. A grid from a battery used in both positive and negative plates. Positive plates. The positive plates have lead dioxide, or peroxide, placed onto the grid framework. This process is called pasting. This active material can react with the sulfuric acid of the battery and is dark brown in color. Negative plates. The negative plates are pasted to the grid with a pure porous lead, called sponge lead, and are gray in color. Separators. The positive and the negative plates must be installed alternately next to each other without touching. Non-conducting separators are used, which allow room for the reaction of the acid with both plate materials, yet insulate the plates to prevent shorts. These separators are porous, or, with many small holes, and have ribs facing the positive plate. Separators can be made from resin-coated paper, porous rubber, fiberglass, or expanded plastic. Many batteries use envelope-type separators that encase the entire plate. This helps prevent any material that may shed from the plates from causing a short circuit between plates at the bottom of the battery. Cells. Cells are constructed of positive and negative plates with insulating separators between each plate. Most batteries use one more negative plate than positive plate in each cell. However, many newer batteries use the same number of positive and negative plates. A cell is also called an element. Each cell is actually a 2.1 volt battery, regardless of the number of positive or negative plates used. The greater the number of plates used in each cell, the greater the amount of current that can be produced. Typical batteries contain 4 positive plates and 5 negative plates per cell. A 12-volt battery contains 6 cells connected in series, which produce 12.6 volts, 6 times 2.1 equals 12.6, and contain 54 plates, 9 plates per cell times 6 cells. If the same 12-volt battery had 5 positive plates and 6 negative plates, for a total of 11 plates per cell, or 5 plus 6, or 66 plates, 11 plates times 6 cells, it has the same voltage, but the amount of current that the battery could produce is increased. See Figure 50-3. The amperage capacity of a battery is determined by the amount of active plate material in the battery and the area of the plate material exposed to the electrolyte in the battery. Partitions. Each cell is separated from the other cells by partitions, which are made of the same material as that used for the outside case of the battery. Electrical connections between cells are provided by lead connectors that loop over the top of the partition and connect the plates of the cells together. Many batteries connect the cells directly through the partition connectors, which provide the shortest path for the current and the lowest resistance. See Figure 50-4. Refer to Figure 50-3. Two groups of plates are combined to form a battery element. Refer to Figure 50-4, a cutaway battery showing the connection of the cells to each other through the partition. Electrolyte. Electrolyte is the term used to describe the acid solution in a battery. The electrolyte used in automotive batteries is a solution, liquid combination, of 36% sulfuric acid and 64% water. This electrolyte is used for both lead antimony and lead calcium, maintenance-free, batteries. The chemical symbol for this sulfuric acid solution is H2SO4. H2 is the symbol for hydrogen. The subscript 2 means that there are two atoms of hydrogen. S is the symbol for sulfur. O4 is the symbol for oxygen. The subscript 4 indicates that there are 4 atoms of oxygen. Electrolyte is sold premixed in a proper proportion and is factory installed or added to the battery when the battery is sold. Additional electrolyte must never be added to any battery after the original electrolyte fill. It is normal for some water to escape during charging as a result of the chemical reactions. The escape of gases from a battery during charging or discharging is called gassing. Only pure distilled water should be added to a battery. If distilled water is not available, clean drinking water can be used. Refer to Figure 50-5, chemical reaction for a lead acid battery that is fully charged being discharged by the attached electrical load. How a battery works. Principle involved. The principle on which a battery works is based on a scientific principle discovered years ago, which states that when two dissimilar metals are placed in an acid, electrons flow between the metals if a circuit is connected between them. This can be demonstrated by pushing a steel nail and a piece of solid copper wire into a lemon. Connect a voltmeter to the ends of the copper wire and the nail, and voltage is displayed. A fully charged lead-acid battery has a positive plate of lead dioxide, or peroxide, and a negative plate of lead surrounded by a sulfuric acid solution, or electrolyte. The difference in potential voltage between lead peroxide and lead in acid is approximately 2.1 volts. During discharging, the positive plate lead dioxide, or PbO2, combines with the SO4, forming PbSO4 from the electrolyte and releases its O2 into the electrolyte, forming H2O. The negative plate also combines with the SO4 from the electrolyte and becomes lead sulfate, or PbSO4. See Figure 50-5. Refer to Figure 50-6. Chemical reaction for a lead acid battery that is fully discharged being charged by the attached generator. Frequently asked question. Is there an easy way to remember how a battery works? Yes. Think of the sulfuric acid solution in the electrolyte being deposited, then removed from the plates. During discharge, the acid is leaving the electrolyte and getting onto both plates. During charging, the acid is being forced from both plates and enters the electrolyte. Fully discharged state, when the battery is fully discharged, both the positive and the negative plates are PbSO4, or lead sulfate, and the electrolyte has become water. As the battery is being discharged, the plates and the electrolyte approach the completely discharged state. There is also the danger of freezing when a battery is discharged, because the electrolyte is mostly water. Caution: Never charge or jump start a frozen battery because the hydrogen gas can get trapped in the ice and ignite if a spark is caused during the charging process. The result can be an explosion. During charging, the sulfate from the acid leaves both the positive and the negative plates and returns to the electrolyte, where it becomes a normal strength sulfuric acid solution. The positive plate returns to lead dioxide, or PbO2, the negative plate is again pure lead, or Pb, and the electrolyte becomes H2SO4. See Figure 50-6. Specific gravity. Definition. The amount of sulfate in the electrolyte is determined by the electrolyte's specific gravity, which is the ratio of the weight of a given volume of a liquid to the weight of an equal volume of water. In other words, the more dense the liquid is, the higher its specific gravity. Pure water is the basis for this measurement and is given a specific gravity of 1.000 at 80 degrees Fahrenheit, or 27 degrees Celsius. Pure sulfuric acid has a specific gravity of 1.835. The correct concentration of water and sulfuric acid, called electrolyte 64% water, 36% acid, is 1.260 to 1.280 at 80 degrees Fahrenheit. The higher the battery's specific gravity, the more fully it is charged. See Figure 50-7. Refer to Figure 50-7. As the battery becomes discharged, the specific gravity of the battery acid decreases. Because the electrolyte is close to water when discharged, a dead battery can freeze in cold weather. Charge indicators. Some batteries are equipped with a built-in state of charge indicator, commonly called green eyes. This indicator is simply a small, ball-type hydrometer that is installed in one cell. This hydrometer uses a plastic ball that floats if the electrolyte density is sufficient, which it is when the battery is about 65% charged. When the ball floats, it appears in the hydrometer's sight glass, changing its color. See Figure 50-8. Because the hydrometer is testing only one cell, out of six on a 12-volt battery, and because the hydrometer ball can easily stick in one position, do not trust that this is accurate information about a state of charge abbreviated, SOC, of the battery. Values of specific gravity, state of charge, and battery voltage at 80 degrees Fahrenheit, or 27 degrees Celsius, are given in Chart 50-1. Refer to Figure 50-8. Typical battery charge indicator. If the specific gravity is low, or battery discharged, the ball drops away from the reflective prism. When the battery is charged enough, the ball floats and reflects the color of the ball, usually green, back up through the sight glass and the sight glass is dark. Refer to Chart 50-1, a comparison showing the relationship among specific gravity, battery voltage, and state of charge. Battery construction types. Flooded batteries. Conventional batteries use a liquid electrolyte and are called flooded lead acid abbreviated, FLA, batteries. In this design, vents are used to allow the gases, hydrogen and oxygen, to escape. It is this loss of the hydrogen and oxygen that results in a battery using water during normal use. Enhanced flooded batteries, enhanced flooded battery abbreviated, EFB, is a flooded battery, not an absorbed glass mat battery, that is optimized to work with stop-start vehicle systems. Using wet cells, the design allows for improved charge acceptance and greater durability when being operated in a vehicle that uses a stop/start system. In stop/start vehicle, the engine stops running when at idle speed, then restarts when the driver releases the brake pedal. This operation requires a robust battery and starter motor to function correctly over an estimated life of over 500,000 stops and starts. Absorbed glass mat. The acid used in an absorbed glass mat abbreviated, AGM, battery is totally absorbed into the separator, making the battery leak-proof and spill-proof. The battery is assembled by compressing the cell about 20%, then inserting it into the container. The compressed cell helps reduce damage caused by vibration and helps keep the acid tightly against the plates. The sealed maintenance-free design uses a pressure release valve in each cell. Unlike conventional batteries that use a liquid electrolyte, called flooded cell batteries, most of the hydrogen and oxygen given off during charging remains inside the battery. The separator or mat is only 90% to 95% saturated with electrolyte, thereby allowing a portion of the mat to be filled with gas. The gas spaces provide channels to allow the hydrogen and oxygen gases to recombine rapidly and safely. Because the acid is totally absorbed into the glass mat separator, an AGM battery can be mounted in any direction. AGM batteries also have a longer service life, often lasting 7 to 10 years. Absorbed glass mat batteries are used as standard equipment in some vehicles, such as the Chevrolet Corvette, and in most Toyota Lexus hybrid electric vehicles. See figures 50-9 and 50-10. Refer to figure 50-9, a close-up of an AGM cell showing the mat totally encasing the plates. Refer to figure 50-10, an AGM battery under the floor next to the spare tire on a Lexus NX 300h hybrid electric vehicle. Gelled electrolyte battery. In a gelled electrolyte battery, silica is added to the electrolyte, which turns the electrolyte into a substance similar to gelatin. This type of battery is also called a gel battery. Valve-regulated lead-acid batteries. Both AGM and gel batteries are called valve-regulated lead-acid abbreviated, VRLA, also called sealed valve-regulated abbreviated, SVR, or sealed lead-acid abbreviated, SLA, batteries. These batteries use a low-pressure venting system that releases excess gas and automatically reseals if a buildup of gas is created due to overcharging. Both types of valve-regulated lead-acid batteries are also called recombinant battery design. A recombinant type battery means that the oxygen gas generated at the positive plate travels through the dense electrolyte to the negative plate. When the oxygen reaches the negative plate, it reacts with the lead, which consumes the oxygen gas and prevents the formation of hydrogen gas. It is because of this oxygen recombination that VRLA batteries do not use water. Causes and types of battery failure. Normal life. Most automotive batteries have a useful service life of 3 to 7 years, however, proper care can help increase the life of a battery, but abuse can shorten it. The major cause of premature battery failure is overcharging. Battery sulfation. During charging of a battery, the lead sulfate is converted back to lead. When a battery is left in a discharged condition, the lead sulfate recrystallizes into hard lead sulfate. This process is called sulfated. Charging voltage. The automotive charging circuit, consisting of an alternator and connecting wires, must operate correctly to prevent damage to the battery. Charging voltages higher than 15.5 volts can damage a battery by warping the plates as a result of the heat of overcharging. AGM batteries can be damaged if charged at a voltage higher than 14.5 volts. Overcharging also causes the active plate material to disintegrate and fall out of the supporting grid framework. Vibration or bumping can also cause internal damage similar to that caused by overcharging. It is important, therefore, to ensure that all automotive batteries are securely clamped with the battery hold-down bracket in the vehicle. The shorting of cell plates can occur without notice. If one of the 6 cells of a 12-volt battery is shorted, the resulting voltage of the battery is only 10 volts, 12 minus 2 equals 10. With only 10 volts available, the starter usually is not able to start the engine. Battery hold-downs. All batteries must be attached securely to the vehicle to prevent battery damage. Normal vehicle vibrations can cause the active materials inside the battery to shed. Battery hold-down clamps or brackets help reduce vibration, which can greatly reduce the capacity and life of any battery. See Figure 50-11. Battery vent tubes. If a battery is installed inside a vehicle, vent tubes are used to route battery fumes to the outside so they don't get into the passenger compartment. See Figure 50-12. Refer to Figure 50-11, a typical battery hold-down bracket. All batteries should use a bracket to prevent battery damage due to vibration and shock. Refer to Figure 50-12, a battery installed under the rear seat of a Cadillac showing the vent tubes. Battery ratings. Batteries are rated according to the amount of current they can produce under specific conditions. Cold cranking amperes. Every automotive battery must be able to supply electrical power to crank the engine in cold weather and still provide battery voltage high enough to operate the ignition system for starting. The cold cranking ampere rating of a battery is the number of amperes that can be supplied by a battery at 0 degrees Fahrenheit, or, minus 18 degrees Celsius, for 30 seconds while the battery still maintains a voltage of 1.2 volts per cell or higher. This means that the battery voltage is 7.2 volts for a 12-volt battery and 3.6 volts for a 6-volt battery. The cold cranking performance rating is called cold cranking amperes, abbreviated CCA. Try to purchase a battery with the highest CCA for the money. See the vehicle manufacturer's specifications for recommended battery capacity. Refer to Figure 50-13. This battery has a cranking ampere, abbreviated CA, rating of 1000. This means that this battery is capable of cranking an engine for 30 seconds at a temperature of 32 degrees Fahrenheit, or 0 degrees Celsius, at a minimum of 1.2 volts per cell, 7.2 volts for a 12-volt battery. Frequently asked question. What determines battery capacity? The capacity of any battery is determined by the amount of active plate material in the battery. A battery with a large number of thin plates can produce high current for a short period. If a few thick plates are used, the battery can produce low current for a long period. A trolling motor battery used for fishing must supply low current for a long period of time. An automotive battery is required to produce a high current for a short period for cranking. Therefore, every battery is designed for a specific application. Cranking amperes. The designation CA refers to the number of amperes that can be supplied by a battery at 32 degrees Fahrenheit, or 0 degrees Celsius. This rating results in a higher number than the more stringent CCA rating. See Figure 50-13. Marine cranking amperes. Marine cranking amperes, abbreviated MCA, is similar to cranking amperes and is tested at 32 degrees Fahrenheit, or 0 degrees Celsius. Reserve capacity. The reserve capacity rating for batteries is the number of minutes that the battery can produce 25 amperes and still have a battery voltage of 1.75 volts per cell, 10.5 volts for a 12-volt battery. This rating is actually a measurement of the time a vehicle can be driven in the event of a charging system failure. Frequently asked question. What is deep cycling? Deep cycling is almost fully discharging a battery and then completely recharging it. Golf cart batteries are an example of lead-acid batteries that must be designed to be deep cycled. A golf cart must be able to cover 2 18-hole rounds of golf and then be fully recharged overnight. Charging is hard on batteries because the internal heat generated can cause plate warpage, so these specially designed batteries use thicker plate grids that resist warpage. Normal automotive batteries are not designed for repeated deep cycling. Ampere hour. Ampere hour is an older battery rating system that measures how many amperes of current the battery can produce over a period of time. For example, a battery that has a 50 amp hour rating can deliver 50 amperes for 1 hour or 1 ampere for 50 hours or any combination that equals 50 amp hours. Battery sizes. BCI group sizes. Battery sizes are standardized by the Battery Council International, abbreviated BCI. When selecting a replacement battery, check the specified group number in service information, battery application charts at parts stores, or the owner's manual. Typical group size applications. 24, 24F, top terminals. Fits many Honda, Acura, Infiniti, Lexus, Nissan, and Toyota vehicles. 3478, dual terminals, both side and top posts. Fits many General Motors pickups and SUVs, as well as midsize and larger GM sedans and large Chrysler Dodge vehicles. 35, top terminals. Fits many Japanese brand vehicles. 65, top terminals. Fits most large Ford Mercury passenger cars, trucks, and SUVs. 75, side terminals. Fits some General Motors small and midsize cars, and some Chrysler Dodge vehicles. 78, side terminals. Fits many General Motors pickups and SUVs, as well as midsize and larger GM sedans. Review questions. Question 1. Why can discharged batteries freeze? Question 2. What are the battery rating methods? Question 3. Why can a battery explode if it is exposed to an open flame or spark? Question 4. What is meant by a sulfated battery? Question 5. What does the BCI group number mean? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. When a battery becomes completely discharged, both positive and negative plates become what and the electrolyte becomes? A. H2SO4, and PB. B. PbSO4, and H2O. C. PbO2 and H2SO4. D. PbSO4 and H2SO4. Question 2. A fully charged 12-volt battery should indicate A. 12.6 volts or higher. B. A specific gravity of 1.265 or higher. Circa 12 volts. D. Both A and B. Question 3. Some vehicles use an AGM type battery. This means the electrolyte is inside the battery. A. A dry powder. B. Liquid. C. Absorbed into the separator. D. A gel-like form. Question 4. What makes a battery low maintenance or maintenance free? A. The material that is used to construct the grids. B. The plates are constructed of different metals. C. The electrolyte is hydrochloric acid solution. D. The battery plates are smaller, making more room for additional electrolytes. Question 5. The positive battery plate is A. Lead dioxide. B. Brown in color. C. Sometimes called lead peroxide. D. All of the above. Question 6. Which battery rating is tested at 0 degrees Fahrenheit, or negative 18 degrees Celsius? A. Cold cranking amperes. B. Cranking amperes. C. Reserve capacity. D. Battery voltage test. Question 7. Which battery rating is expressed in minutes? A. Cold cranking amperes. B. Cranking amperes. C. Reserve capacity. D. Battery voltage test. Question 8. What battery rating is tested at 32 degrees Fahrenheit, or 0 degrees Celsius? A. Cold cranking amperes. B. Cranking amperes. C. Reserve capacity. D. Battery voltage test. Question 9. What gases are released from a battery when it is being charged? A. Oxygen. B. Hydrogen. C. Nitrogen and oxygen. D. Hydrogen and oxygen. Question 10. A charge indicator, or I, operates by showing green or red when the battery is charged and dark if the battery is discharged. This charge indicator detects A. Battery voltage. B. Specific gravity. C. Electrolyte water pH. D. Internal resistance of the cells. End of chapter 50.